Lecture, life as a structural phase, not an exception. Good afternoon. Today I want to take a word off its pedestal. That word is life. Not to diminish it, but to make it make sense. People argue endlessly about what life really is. Is it metabolism? Replication? Information? Chemistry? Those debates go nowhere for a simple reason. They're asking the wrong kind of question. Let me start with an analogy. Think about water. Ice, liquid water, and steam are all made of the same stuff. Same molecules. Same physics. What changes is not the ingredients. What changes is how the molecules hold together. Those are phases. Life is like that. Here's the key idea for today. Life is not a thing. Life is a phase of organization. Nothing magical is added. Nothing mystical appears. What changes is what can last. Before life, chemistry happens. Reactions occur. Structures form. Structures collapse. After life, something new happens. Collapse is no longer immediate. Damage is repaired. Errors are corrected. Organization recycles itself. That's the phase change. This is why treating life as special causes confusion. When you call something special, you start looking for a special cause. Purpose. Design. A missing ingredient. But phases don't need special causes. They need the right conditions. Let me give you a concrete picture. Imagine balancing a pencil on its tip. You can do it, briefly. That's non-life. Now imagine the pencil glued to a base that keeps it upright, even when it's bumped. That's life. Same pencil. Different stability regime. This also explains why life looks binary. Alive. Not alive. On. Off. Phase transitions often look sharp, even when they're gradual underneath. Once repair our trans damage, everything changes at once. Now here's something important. Life is fragile. Very fragile. It depends on many moving parts. Many coupled processes. Many ways to fail. And yet life is also durable. Because it repairs itself, copies itself, and adapts its organization. Fragility and durability are not opposites here. They come together. Another misunderstanding. People think life wants to survive. It doesn't. Structures that don't survive disappear. Structures that do remain. From the outside, that looks like striving. From the inside, it's just not collapsing. Here's why life spreads once it appears. Life modifies its surroundings. Not intentionally. Inevitably. Boundaries redirect flows. Metabolism reshapes chemistry. Replication fills space. Life doesn't just live in an environment. It creates new environments where life is easier to sustain. And this is crucial. Nothing in this picture says life is inevitable. Most chemistry fails. Most organization collapses. Most attempts disappear without a trace. Life is rare in what's allowed. Common in what survives. So let me end with this. Stop asking. What is the definition of life? Instead ask. What kind of organization stops falling apart? That question has an answer. And that answer doesn't require mystery. Next time, we'll see what happens when life stops being flat. When parts begin to specialize. When layers appear. When hierarchy becomes unavoidable. That's when things start to look complicated. See you next class.